Welcome home, class. You come a long way.
You come a long way.
Mine damer og herrer, konger og dronninger og alt det midt imellem. Velkommen til timen. I skal til at gøre noget, der vil forandre jeres liv for evigt.
Up in the city in a bit of a rage, determined to free my mind from this artificial cage. Thought my teachers taught from an early age, a place in heaven far off in the future. To the left of me, miles to the right. Why does my kingdom come only in prayers at night? What should I expect if I'm not willing to fight? A place in heaven somewhere in the future.
My birth got me second class when I got here first.
Lovely story, but how am I supposed to know what it's worth?
Artificial age in the future.
Free the people, come on, let's go. Starting from the top, getting higher, so never going back underwater, no. Brand new boogie without the A-O. Show Minneapolis, get this snow. I'm growing up Lady Liberty's dress and blow. Blow, blow.
We need you to tell us what you know.
We need you to tell us what you know.
Artificial cage.
Mushroom cold.
Artificial cage.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday. Welcome to the Sunday, March 19, 2017 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. And we said in a previous show that Artificial Cage has to be the most evolutionary song of the post-French Revolution period in the human story here on planet Earth, and I think you can see why if you've been following the argument here, which is that in the aftermath of the French Revolution, the power guys of that day got busy, they got organized, and began to craft a world that would allow them to stay in power ad infinitum. They realized that Plato had a point when he argued that people needed to be bred to accept their position. And So they got busy implementing that plan. And as we can see around us today, with a completely false world, it can no longer be, we can't pretend that it's anything else. And as Shakespeare said, I'm probably going to have to paraphrase, bad is the world and all will come to naught when such ill dealing must be seen in thought, seen but not referred to. And we particularly cannot refer to it because we don't have any means of discussion. That is abundantly clear when we access any of the media available today. Even as we heard, if you were listening before this show, to the so-called left media, which accepts without question the notion that we have to subsume ourselves to states and give up our power to authority, give up our lives, our decision-making power. I mean, it's truly bizarre. If we had the eyes of a newborn, looking at the world around us and seeing that only a few make the decisions and they have to scratch and climb and not care about their brothers and sisters to be allotted such a position. So this is not the world we want by any means. And I don't know any song that addresses that question of a false world better than Art Official Cage. If you know of one, please email me. I want to hear it. Welcome to the Sunday, March 19, 2017 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. Sisters and brothers, harmony, the sweep of a life, and the power of one. These themes are up for me because they seem to be the streams raising up a surfeit of feeling that I can't name. It feels like Prince surging in and through our recent realizations about the opportunity and risk of this moment. Now, because we are globally shaking off the spell of Plato, the haunt of centuries, which we would not see clearly now were it not for the critical help of Karl Popper. A spell that has kept us tightly boxed and stiffening till now almost frozen just at that edge. We've discovered the paired gift of Nikola Tesla and Prince. And because we are loosening and softening and melting together globally, those desperate to restore his dead-on-arrival notions are rushing to tighten their control of us by securing us more tightly in our nation-state boxes, which to accomplish they plan to ensure that only those who do or can be made to support the goal of establishing in physical reality Plato's Republic are placed at the head of or in key leadership positions in the state. For instance, in an article in the New York Times of March 11, 2017 about the centenary of the Russian Revolution, it's clear that Russian global statesmen are rewriting the history of their own revolution with Plato in mind. And thanks to Karl Popper, we know the roots of totalitarianism in Plato. And that the target of this official history are young people. And let's never forget, while this global system of class exists, with Plato-adoring fascists at the head of it, Plato's dictum to make the canvas clean. And please revisit our July 31st, and 2016 and August 14, 2016 shows, which discuss this 40 million dead in Europe as a direct result of World War II in Europe alone, 27 million of which came from the Soviet Union. Definitely qualifies as an instance of make the canvas clean. And let's also recall that Russia is one of the countries that possesses Nikola Tesla's EMF, electromagnetic force weapon. Mr. Putin's critiques, and I'm going to quote now from an article in the March 11, 2017 New York Times. Mr. Putin's critiques of the revolution contrast markedly with the usual glowing tributes to Russian history. Quoting Mr. Putin, "We know well the consequences that these great upheavals can bring," he said in his State of the Federation speech in December. Continuing with Mr. Putin, "Unfortunately, our country went through many such upheavals and their consequences in the 20th century," unquote. And the Russian Minister of Culture underscored, quote, "underscored the dangers of letting liberals rule Russia because they always put self-interest above Russia, the state." And this was quoting Neil McFarquhar. "Revolution, what revolution?" Russian officials ask 100 years later. Young people globally are being targeted with conditioning to see the state as a powerful parental figure that they must obey, will be encouraged not to think, not to read Karl Popper's discussion of how essential it is for the continuous growth of humanity itself, how essential it is for individual altruism, and what this minister is talking about and what Plato talked about 2.5 centuries ago is collective altruism. Well, Karl Popper argued that it is essential for individual altruism, that which only whole beings, undivided wholes, those who possess a true self, as Alice Miller would put it, put no collective altruism above themselves. It is essential that individual altruism challenges and triumphs over the collective altruism which is responsible for giving us fascism. Young people are supposed not to hear Popper's explanation of the influence of Plato's ethics on today's global statesmen. And if we had not read Alice Miller and did not know that she calls out the corresponding beliefs of the parent toward the child under class by these same names, totalitarian ethics and utilitarianism, we might be tempted to call what Popper is describing parental ethics. Quoting Karl Popper's Volume 1 of The Open Society and Its Enemies, The Spell of Plato, we see that Plato recognizes only one ultimate standard, the interest of the state. Actions that serve it are moral, actions that endanger it, immoral. In other words, Plato's moral code is strictly utilitarian. It is a code of collectivist or political utilitarianism. The criterion of morality is the interest of the state. Morality is nothing but political hygiene. It's easy to see what this morality implied for international relations, that the state itself can never be wrong in any of its actions as long as it is strong. From the point of view of totalitarian ethics, from the point of view of collective utility, Plato's theory of justice is perfectly correct. To keep one's place is a virtue. And that's Karl Popper's The Open Society and Its Enemies, Volume 1, The Spell of Plato. There are not three better models for the observation that it is the whole one who is the source of true altruism than Nikola Tesla and Prince and Alice Miller, who gave us For Your Own Good, The Roots of Violence in Traditional Child Rearing, quote unquote. I should just say child rearing. The Roots of Violence in Child Rearing.